use a couple of names to keep the obscurity up to its highest level. But some people call it a lap dulcimer. But with her standing up, she doesn't have a lap. So she's got herself a table or some kind of stand, and she's got a little sneaky stank down there to hold her stand down there. And let's welcome Jan Milner.
Thank you. I'd like to start off with an old fiddle tune called Colored Aristocracy. Thank you. I learned that tune from the banjo playing of Lily Mae Ledford, who is probably one of the finest folk artists that ever held a banjo. She unfortunately passed away a couple of years ago. I was telling some of the folks at the workshop this morning that I try not to learn music from other dulcimer players, if possible. I try to learn it from people who play other instruments, because then when you take the song and you put it on your own instrument, it's truly your own. And it'll have your own sound. I don't know, I don't mean to insult anyone's intelligence, but whenever I play, people are always coming up to me and saying, what is this that you play? Take the capo off the end, that doesn't really go with the instrument. This is an Appalachian dulcimer. It's also called fretted dulcimer and the lap dulcimer. It's one of the two instruments that originated in this country. The other one is the auto harp. Some people feel that the banjo originated in the United States, but it actually came from Africa, and the fifth string was added in the United States. Nobody knows exactly where the dulcimer came from. When people started going into the Appalachian Mountains, I guess in the late 1800s and early 1900s, it was just there, and nobody knew where it came from. There's been one fellow whose name is Ralph Lee Smith that has gotten real curious about dulcimers, and he's done a lot of research. And it's thought that the instrument evolved from an old German instrument called a Scheitholz that's no longer played. The first group of immigrants that came down the Appalachian Trail were the Germans. And they had the Scheitholz. It's difficult to describe it, except to say that it was sort of a very elongated, triangular-shaped instrument. And the strings were right on the fretboard. That is what constitutes a zither, which is what the dulcimer is. The instrument was played with a bow and could not be played quickly. But when the Scotch-Irish came down the Appalachian Trail after the Germans, the Scheitholz had everything they needed but one quality. The Scheitholz was easy to make, it was portable, and it was easy to play, but you couldn't play it quickly. So we think what happened is that the Scotch-Irish got hold of the Scheitholz, started tinkering with it, and here's the dulcimer. And that's the best explanation anybody has ever been able to come up with. This particular instrument was made here in Florida. Lauren Harmon, who's got some dulcimers for sale, built this one for me. You might want to take a look at some of his other instruments when you get back up to the Folklife area. I'll do a very short ballad for you. I always think of this as a succinct ballad because it tells a very long and a very old story in three short verses. It's called Geordie Collins. Collins. Last year I married Jordy Collins. When he looked at me and smiled, he had no money, had no learning, but his looks my heart beguiled. Gave him my heart, gave him my love, gave my loving, but all in vain. For my loving brought him pleasure, but his loving brought me pain. Now he's gone, and I can't follow a little baby I have to mind. If you see him, tell him nothing, but to me he was unkind. Last year I married Jordy Collins. When he looked at me and smiled. Thank you. Well, I'll do another one of my favorite fiddle tunes for you. Fiddle tunes are probably what I like to play the most. I try to stick with very traditional music. There's so much of it, who needs to look for the new things? Fiddle tunes are a very integral part of old-time music. They were the tunes that were played at the dances in the times of the pioneers. They're usually in two parts. And the first part is played through twice, and the second part is played through twice, and then the whole tune starts over again. Usually, the fiddle was the band. So I guess that's where the term fiddle tunes came from. They could go on with one fiddle tune for 15 or 20 minutes, just playing it over and over. There are thousands of fiddle tunes. There's some tunes you probably heard that you don't even realize they're fiddle tunes. Red Wing is one, Buffalo Gals, and Yellow Rose of Texas is a fiddle tune. And if you kind of think them over in your mind, you'll see where the two parts, the A part and the B part, both repeat and then start over again. This is one of the prettiest ones, I think. It's a real melodic tune called Westport Girls. Thank you. Well, we were talking about the Irish and their influence on the dulcimer. So I'd like to play you an old Irish air. Capoing the dulcimer is something that's relatively new. The dulcimer is tuned into a key, and with a few exceptions, if you want to change keys, you have to change tuning. And the capo kind of has changed all of that around. For instance, I've gone from the key of D into E minor. I don't know how, but that's what happens. This is called the Bold Fenian Men. Thank you. Now give me just a moment to change tunings here, and we'll get on with it. Everybody's probably been complaining today about how hard it is to keep their instruments in tune because of the humidity, and that's a very valid complaint. This is a tune that I actually learned from someone I didn't get to see perform. I had the good fortune last summer to be able to go up to Davis and Elkins College in Elkins, West Virginia for the Augusta Folk Heritage Festival. It's a 5-week festival, and you can pick any week you want. Workshops change every week. And there was supposed to be a gentleman by the name of Andy Borman, old-time musician, who was going to come in and play. And unfortunately, he was ill that day. And I didn't get to see him, but when I came home, I saw in one of my record catalogs that he had an album out, and I ordered it immediately. And he played this tune, classical style, on the banjo. And I thought it sounded like it ought to have words, so I rummaged around, and sure enough, it did. It's an old camp meeting song, and it's called When They Ring the Golden Bells. There's a land beyond the river that we call the sweet forever, and we only gain that shore by fate's decree. One by one we'll gain the portals there to dwell with the immortals when they ring the golden bells for you and me. Can you hear the bells ringing? In that far off sweet forever, just beyond the shining river, when they ring the golden bells for you and me. There will be no sin or sorrow in that haven of tomorrow, when our bark shall sail beyond the silver sea. We shall only know the blessing of our Father's sweet caressing, when they ring the golden bells for you and me. Can't you hear the bells ringing? Can't you hear the angels singing? It's a glory hallelujah jubilee. In that far off sweet forever, just beyond the shining river, when they ring the golden bells for you and me. When our days shall know their number, when in death we sweetly slumber, when the King commands our spirit to be free, nevermore with anguish laden, when we reach that lovely Eden, when they ring the golden bells for you and me. Can you hear the bells ringing? Can you hear the angels singing? It's a glory hallelujah. river when they ring the golden bells for you and me. When they ring the golden bells for you and me. Thank you. Fiddle tune from North Carolina. I don't know anything about it except that it's traditional. It's called Julianne Johnson. The other traditional American instrument. Yeah, that's appreciated. I'll probably need you again because I'm going to move back. Often envy people who play penny whistles. They just pull it out of their pocket and start playing. No picks, no nothing. Yeah, drums, that's right. Does that come through? Yes, no, maybe. This is an old love song called When It's Time for the Whippoorwills to Sing.
High above, the silvery moon was shining. All around is the sweetness of the spring. But I'm sad and in loneliness I'm pining for the one that I'll never see again. How I long for the day when I shall greet him, though it be when the angels sweetly sing. I'll be true and you know you'll find me waiting when it's time for the whippoorwills to sing. I remember the night he made this promise, and these words to me great joy did bring. I'll be true and you know you'll find me waiting when it's time for the whippoorwills to sing. How I long for the day when I shall greet him, though it be when the angels sweetly sing. I'll be true and you know you'll find me waiting when it's time for the whippoorwills to sing. How I long for the day when I shall greet him, though it be when the angels sweetly sing. I'll be true and you know you'll find me waiting when it's time for the whippoorwills to sing.
Thank you. Here's another old camp meeting song. Sing along if you know it. It's called The Uncloudy Day.
Oh, they tell me of a home far beyond the skies. Tell me of that home far away. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an uncloudy day. Oh, the land of the cloudless day. Oh, the land of the uncloudy sky. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an uncloudy day. Yes, they tell me of a home where my friends have gone. Tell me of that home far away, where the tree of life in eternal bloom sheds its fragrance through the uncloudy day. Oh, the land of the cloudless day. Oh, the land of the uncloudy sky. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an uncloudy day. And they tell me of the King in his beauty there. They tell me that mine eyes shall behold where he sits on the throne that is whiter than snow, in that city that is paved with gold. Oh, the land of the cloudless day. Oh, the land of the uncloudy sky. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an uncloudy day. And they say that he smiles on his children there. Smiles drive all their sorrows away. And they say that no tears ever come again in that lovely land of the uncloudy day. Oh, the land of the cloudless day. Oh, the land of the uncloudy sky. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an uncloudy day. Oh, they tell me of an uncloudy day.
Thank you. Don't want to play that too long on a hot day. One more. This is a non-traditional song, but it sounds traditional. It was written by a fellow by the name of David Mallett, who lives up in the northeast part of the United States, and it's called the Haying Song.
When the raspberries burst from the woodbine, when the summer lies close to the ground, when the porch is the fit place for young boys to sleep, the brook in the hollow dies down, then the straw hats and wagons and horses, like young Tim and tired old Dan, go head for the fields to the creak of the wheel, pitchfork that blisters your hand. 'cause you have to make hay when the sun shines. That's what all of the hill people say. Just keep your load wide, keep your eye on the sky, and make sure it's dry when you put it away. I remember the chaff on the back of my neck, the cool at the edge of the trees. And you stop for a while and you talk about the weather, and you drink from the spring and get mud on your knees. Then it's back to the wagons, back to the mow, 6 loads in and 8 more to go. And it's biscuits and beans for the late summer meal, and there's nothing like beans when you're working, you know. 'Cause you have to make hay when the sun shines. That's what all of the hill people say. Just keep your load wide, keep your eye on the sky, and make sure it's dry when you put it away. It's a season of clover and killdeer. It's the time when the earth does her best. It's when all men are strong and the work days are long. And you know when to rise and you know when to rest. And in the cool of the evening I perch on the load, let the wagon wind blow through my hair. And I count up the stars and I talk to the moon, and I sing to myself in the sweet summer air. Hang on at the corners and duck from the branches and sing to myself in the sweet summer air. 'Cause you have to make hay when the sun shines. That's what all of those hill people say. Just keep your load wide, keep your eye on the sky, and make sure it's dry when you put it away. Thank you all very much. Enjoyed playing for you.